The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Now time for the boys game between Royal Valley and Nemaha Central. Jared Slovey with you from Seneca. Should be a very fun one. Two teams right in the thick of things in the middle of the Big 7 conference. Royal Valley 6-6 in fourth place. Half game back of them is Nemaha Central at 5-6. That's the Panthers' overall record. They're 9-8. Nemaha Central is 7-10. Take a look at your starters. First for Royal Valley, it'll be Trayson Murata, senior, sitting at 5'10". At 5'9", a junior, number 1, Aiden McKenzie. And number 4, a 6'2", senior, Daniel Coleman. Number 23, a 6'4", senior, Preston Ross. And number 30, a 6'2", junior, Ian Torres. And as for Nemaha Central, at 6'2", a senior, number 1, Cooper Hike. Number 12, a 6-foot senior, Gavin Kane. Number 24, a 5'11 senior, Brayden Uphouse. Number 31, a 5'10 senior, Wade Leonard. And number 33, a 5'8 senior, Jaden Thomas. So this is a Royal Valley team, is 3-3 on the road. Nemaha Central is 3-4 in this building. Both teams just 2 games left after tonight. Royal Valley has Hiawatha and Silver Lake. As for Nemaha Central, they're at Jefferson West and at Riverside. Tonight is senior night for the Thunder. Both teams, girls, boys, basketball, and also some of the other winter sports, wrestling and many others. They were honored right before the boys game. Both teams are kind of on the wrong turn at the moment. They both have exactly a 3-game losing streak. The Panthers have they have lost 3 in a row after winning 6 of the last 8. And Nemaha Central has lost 3 in a row, and they have lost 5 of their last 6. They're trying to get back on the right path towards the end of the season with more substate coming up next week. There's a lot of basketball left to be played for our state tournaments as well. So a lot of great stuff coming up. We'll talk about throughout our broadcast where these two teams stand in their sub-state standings, because they're not going to be in the same sub-state. Royal Valley is apparently Compton, and Nemaha Central is in Marysville. Let's go and step aside. We have the national anthem coming up. Then we'll have tip-off. Take a break for 2 minutes here on 92.1 KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at onehbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmoldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
Royal Valley and Nemaha Central about to get things underway here from Seneca. Let's take a look at the sub-state standings. First for the Marysville sub-state, so that's a 17-0 in first place. Marysville is in second place, 16-2. ACCHS is in third at 10-6. Concordia is number 4 at 9 and 8. Yamaha Central comes in at number 5 at 7 and 10. Riley County is at 6 at 4 and 12. Hiawatha is 7 at 3 and 13. Minneapolis in 8 at 2 and 16. As for the pair of the Compton Substate, Bishop Warden 1st at 15 and 2. Pair of the Compton themselves are number 2 at 14 and 3. Heritage Christian is in 3rd at 13 and 4. MHMA, they are in 4th at 12 and 4. Royal Valley is in 5th at 9 and 8. Jeff West is tied with Rossville, but they get the tiebreaker at 6 and 11. And Silver Lake is in 8th at 5 and 12. There's tip off, and we are underway. And the Thunder win the tip. Thunder go right to left across your radio dial. Gavin Kane kicked 3 ball straight away. No good from Wade Leonard. Rebound, Royal Valley, going with their purple on purples. Jordan logo is in white. Letters and numbers are in black. Nice up fake. Drive right side. Preston Ross. Ball jumper is good off the dribble mid-range. This is a Royal Valley team that only goes about 7 deep. Maybe 8. Hypo sketch by Cooper Hike. They'll give it up to Gavin Kane. Near side wing catch for Braden Uphouse. Hike fake handoff. Tried to feed it inside and pass deflected and saved by Royal Valley, but in the hands of Hike. Uphouse gets it to Kane for 3. No good up the left side. Rebound for Aiden McKenzie. 5'9 junior guard for Royal Valley. Rada brings it up. Give it to the near side. Is it right back? Sister Coleman. Senior drives middle. Pull up jumper. 12 footer. A little too strong. The ball tips out of bounds to Nemaha Central. Preston Ross, the leading scorer for Royal Valley. 14.2 points per game. Daniel Coleman also averages 10.8 points per game. How about Preston Ross shooting 47.7% from the floor, 32% from beyond the arc. For Nemaha Central, they have quite a few scorers themselves. Nice drive, kick out, up house. Gives it up to Jaden Thomas. Nemaha Central team that runs very deep. 8, maybe 9 players they can mix in and out. Cutting middle, and Uphouse lost it, but it gets out to Wade Leonard. They'll reset here. 2 minutes gone already, first quarter, 2-0. Royal Valley. Leonard gets a screen from Mike, goes to his left. Stops at the wing, lobs it, pass deflected right back to him. And they will play on. No shot clock, of course, here in Kansas High School basketball. Green going to his left, gets around a defender, but Thomas is stopped, so he'll kick it out. Bounce pass side post, Hike backdoor cut, and foul and one. Gavin Kane lays it up and in. First basket of the ball game for the Thunder. 6 foot senior. One of the team's best scorers. Going to finish off the end one. It is on its way. No good. A rebound hauled in by Coleman. He's halfway down, popped out of there. Unfortunate roll for the home team. On their white on white. And now a drive and a reach in against Cooper Hike. It'll be his first team's first. The Thunder love to have him back after missing a good chunk of the season due to an injury he sustained at the very end of the football season. As a catch in a basket is good for Preston Ross off the inbound. 6 footer straight away inside the paint. It's about 4-2 Panthers. Hike makes the catch. Pass is stolen away. Trying to go to Leonard, but it wasn't a great pass. Now 3 minutes gone, first quarter. Stepping in is Murata. Gives it to Preston Ross. Nice crossover dribble. Gets past Hike. He gets bumped on the floor again. And that's going to go against Gavin Kane this time. His first team second. Here's the inbound. Torres looks on, the junior. Feeds it to Murata. To McKenzie, no good from the far side elbow. Tips up rebound for Gavin Kane of Nemaha Central. Kane looks to push up ahead. And Thomas is pushed on the floor. Now we'll go against Murata, the 5'10 senior guard, his first. So Hike and Thomas will exit. And in the game is Abe Hilbert, 6'6", junior, and Carter Roddinghouse, the 5'9", junior. Inbound, trying to feed Hilbert. Nice deflection. Torres just stuck his arm out, threw it right against his arm, and goes out of bounds. I'll switch to the other side to do this inbound on the far side, box formation. Hilbert goes up to set the screen for Kane, and they'll just lob it up for Roddinghouse. Well defended on the inbound for the Panthers defense. Leonard with the catch, high post now for Kane. Pull-up jumper, 60-footer is good. So Gavin Kane has all four of the team's points. Press brought on by the Thunder. We're tied 4-4. Pass the middle is deflected and out of bounds. It'll stay with Royal Valley. It'll be Murata with the inbound. 4:20 to go first quarter. Almost halfway through this frame already. Pass the far side deflected out of bounds by Roddinghouse. Well done by the junior. Here's Murata, past the far side wing to Torres. Torres gives it to Kinsey. High pass, nice touch pass out to the corner. Three ball, good for Murata. It was a touch pass from Preston Ross, and Murata buries the three, first three of our ball game. And Royal Valley right back in front. Harding House off the screen, had a poke free, but it'll be a travel before the steal, so almost more of a benefit for Nemaha Central that was a travel instead of a steal. Seven to four, Royal Valley leading Nemaha Central. 3:45 left to go, first quarter. Murata calls the play. High post catch from Preston Ross. Tried to hand it off to his teammate, and it should have been a double dribble, but didn't call it. He passed it out and then picked it up. Here's a three off of that by Murata. No good. Rebound by Hilbert. Leonard looking to push. Crossover dribble. Got deflected. Picked it back up into the corner for Roddinghouse. Now for Kane, near side wing. This is Uphouse. High post catch. Hilbert goes to work. Backs down his defender. Shut up off the glass. Too strong. And rebound hauled down by Preston Ross. He'll keep it himself and push. Kind of just throws it up high off the backboard. That's no good. Rebound by Hilbert. Out of control. 3 minutes left to go first quarter. Uphouse past the top. Deflected and held onto by Leonard. Hands from Ross to deflect that one away. Dish inside to Uphouse. To Gavin Kane. He is double teamed. Out to Uphouse. Now far side corner. Now to Leonard. Near side wing. Roddinghouse drives baseline. Nobody there on the help. Reverse layup. No good. Tipped in the air. Hilbert grabs it. And the 6'6 junior can't lay it in on the putback. And rebound secured by the 6'2 junior forward of Royal Valley, Ian Torres. Head coach for Royal Valley, Chris Brown, is here hearing to my left. Head coach for Nemaha Central, John Thomas. Here's a nice cut in the lane, and a basket on the finger roll is up and good for Preston Ross. He's got six. Team's leading scorer, averaging 14-5 a game, 3 assists. Here's a lob to Hilbert. Makes the catch just outside of the block. He drives, and he's bumped and fouled. He'll get a couple free throws coming up. That one's going to go against Torres. That'll be his first team's third. First free throw for the big man is good. Double digits. And Nemaha Central's loss this past Friday, 60-46 was the final there, but he had a nice performance. Second free throw is up and good. Minutes left to go, first quarter, 9-6 in favor of Royal Valley. They beat the press, but a pass is out of bounds, too high. Abe Hilbert was defending that pass, trying to throw it to Lucas Franks. The 5'9 senior guard had just checked into the ball game. Chance to possibly tie it if they can knock down a three ball. High post catch Hilbert. He's going to drive. Off the backboard, no good. Gets his own miss. Second try is good. He BS 4. It's now 9-8. Murata switched the double team. Still trying to get across half court. Pass to Seymour on central press, and now passes up ahead to Ross to beat the press. Give it to a cutting Murata, and he lays it in. Beats his defender. He has 5. Ross with 6. It's 11-8. Ruddinghouse hands it off. Carter Hike in the ball game, freshman. Ruddinghouse fires away the contested 3, and no good off the front side of the iron, and a foul against Nemaha Central on the rebound as Daniel Coleman secures it for the Panthers. Hilbert charged with his first personal with 1 minute exactly left to go in this first. Press brought on once again. Inbound is to Murata. He's going to try to beat it with the dribble himself. He splits a double team and does so. Gets all the way into the paint. Defended by Hilbert now. Doesn't like that matchup, so kicks it out. Coleman slashes. Pulls up. Mid-range jumper. Good. Beautiful touch by the 6'2 senior, Daniel Coleman. His first basket is now 13-8. 40 seconds left, first quarter. Home team trailing. Hand off to Carter Hike. Cross-court pass. It's to Ruddinghouse. Makes the leap and catch. Looking to drive. Lost it, but picked it back up. Hike past the far side corner for Uphouse. And now a low post catch from Hilbert, and he's pushed to the back. There'll be a foul against the Panthers. He's on number 4. 23 seconds left. That foul is going to be against Ian Torres. That's going to be his second. So he will come to the bench. Stack formation. We'll give it to Hilbert in the far side corner. Give it to Ruddinghouse in the wing. Hand it off. That is checking into the ball game. Once again, as Wade Leonard retreats back to the NC logo at midcourt. 15 seconds, trying to get the final shot. Heavily defended by Coleman, trying to reach in. And he just popped up the ball. One-on-one run out is good. And one! Leonard visibly frustrated and slow to get up was Coleman. And he is able to get up. He's okay. Leonard was being harassed at midcourt. And then kind of backed off, and then Leonard kind of just lost it. Went right to Coleman, and you can tell he's in a lot of pain. He's not putting hardly any weight on that left leg. Free throw was up and no good, so now he's going to have to go and retreat and play defense. Yeah, he is in a lot of pain. He is limping very gingerly. Going the other way, Hilbert lost it, but right to his teammate Carter Hike. Shot up the gun good at the buzzer. And that's how the first quarter comes to an end. So keep an eye out on Coleman, and you can tell he is not only in pain, but he's very frustrated as well. But a very good first quarter for Royal Valley. They lead Nemaha Central 15-8. We'll come back quarter number 2 here in 60 seconds on 92.1 KMZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
15-8 to score. Royal Valley leading at Nemaha Central after quarter number 1. Pull a jumper right out of the gate, missing everything. 15-foot mid-range jumper from Preston Ross. It goes out of bounds, but it was last touched by the Thunder. Should have been easily rebounded by Nemaha Central, but miscommunication let it go out of bounds. So 5 points for Murata, 6 for Preston Ross, and 4 for Daniel Coleman, who exited the game with a little bit of an injury on that runout layup and 1. Landed hard on his left leg. Treating to the corner is Preston Ross for Royal Valley. Cross-court pass far side to McKenzie. Down to the wing for Murata. Drives middle. Gets past the defender, now a throw is to nobody. Miscommunication. And Lucas Franks is not happy with Aiden McKenzie. They're right next to each other. And Franks obviously thinking it was McKenzie's fault that the turnover happened. As we go to the other end for Nemaha Central. That stern look, I've seen that everywhere, like, what are you doing? Didn't say anything, but that was obviously what he was thinking. Leonard off a screen, stops, gives it to Hilbert, top of the key, on your side wing. Nemaha Central in the game is Trent Thomas, the 5'10 junior. This is the Nemaha Central team, as mentioned, that goes very deep. Nice give for Gavin Kane. He gets bumped, nothing called. If it gets the miss, gets his own rebound. Kane for the far side block, puts it back up and in. Good job taking his time and not throwing up a bad shot. He has six now and 4 points as well for Abe Hilbert. Only two scores in that first quarter for Nemaha Central. Far side wing catch for Franks. And a pass down low, deflected out of bounds, trying to find Connor Hammes, who checks in the game, the 6'4 senior. He'll stay with the Panthers on the inbound. Murata is trying to get this one in, says head coach Chris Brown. He does so with Ross. He'll give it up to Murata. Far side corner, three ball on the way. Good! Aiden McKenzie rattles it home. His first basket of the contest. Makes it 18-10, their largest lead of the game. And it off to Trent Thomas. Now to Gavin Kane. He'll step in, stops the near side elbow, kick to the near side corner for Rottinghouse. He'll drive baseline on Franks. And he'll kick it out to the logo. Wade Leonard will set the play. So we're 2 minutes into the second quarter. 8-point lead for the Panthers. Kane catch top of the key on your side wing. Leonard's going to fire away the three. It's too strong. But a nice rebound ball in by Gavin Kane. He'll retreat out near midcourt. Try it again. Kane gives it up to Leonard near side wing. And Kane immediately going to screen for him. Doesn't use it, so gives it up to Hilbert. Pass the far side wing to Trent Thomas. Thomas uses the screen from Hilbert. Goes to his left. Gives it to Kane. Lob for Hilbert down low. Nice catch. Shut up off the glass and through. Abe Hilbert with his first basket of the quarter. So 6 points now for Kane and 6 points for Hilbert. And now a turnover. Miscommunication on the pass by Ross to the far side. He throws it out of bounds. And another miscommunication turnover from Royal Valley. And again, Franks is not pleased. Into the corner near side for Rottinghouse. Entry pass to Hilbert. He's held, says the official. I believe that's going to go against Hammes. He's on number five, and it will. A lot of height between the two bigs. 6'6 is Hilbert. 6'4 is Hammes. And the inbound goes all the way up top to Rottinghouse. To Kane, near side wing. Looking to go middle. Instead, he'll hand it off to Leonard. Trent Thomas gets a screen, goes middle. Now retreats again. Good defense, man-to-man in Royal Valley. Here in this possession so far. Leonard, far side wing. Entry pass, a short corner. Deflected out of there. It's loose on the floor. And it's going to be a jump ball. It'll stay with the Panthers. 4:59 now left to go, second quarter. And Daniel Coleman will check back into the game. Still a little limpy on that left leg. But he's going to give it a go here. What a fighter this kid is. Thomas makes the catch. Drives middle from the near side. It's stuffed. That's going to be a jump ball. Preston Ross palmed that ball. And now the possession arrow goes to Nemaha Central. So they get the stop. Excuse me, for Royal Valley, beg your pardon. So Royal Valley gets the stop after a great defensive battle. That possession lasted almost 90 seconds. Trying to break the press. Murata gets to Coleman across half court. Ross, nice dish down low. And now cutting in the lane is Murata, and he's fouled hard by Rottinghouse. They get two free throws. No ill intent there by Rottinghouse. He helps him up. That's his first, team's fourth, maybe the team's fifth. And free throw's coming up for Murata. First free throw on the way, short, no good. Murata, a 60% free throw shooter, shoots 48.9% from the floor and 38.5% from beyond the arc. He's the third leading scorer on the team with 10 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists a game. Second free throw for Murata is pure. He now has 6. As Cooper Hike checks back into the game. First time we've seen him in the second quarter. We'll come in for Rottinghouse. 19-12 our score, Royal Valley leading at Nemaw Central. 4:42 left to go in the second quarter. Also, Colby Free, the 6'8 sophomore, checking into the game. So they're two bigs, Hilbert and Free, in the ball game. Driving baseline is Hike, stops the short corner, lobs it up top for Leonard, and he'll reset things here. Doesn't like how this play started out. Thomas has it, far side wing. Trent Thomas off the dribble, gives to Free. Near side wing for Leonard. Jab step, goes middle. Now to Hilbert, back to Hike, far side wing. Screen from Hilbert, drives middle in the lane. Shut up off the glass, good and one. Cooper Hike with his first basket of the game. And the 6'3 senior will go to the line to try to finish off this 1-1. So talk about the length in the game for Nemaw Central. 6'8, 6'4, and 6'3. Excuse me, 6'8, 6'6, and 6'3. And now checking in for Royal Valley, back in the game is brother Ian Torres, the 6'2 junior. Free throw is good for Hike. That makes it a 4-point game with 4:08 to go in this first half. Double team is Murata, gets it out of there to Coleman. Right back to Murata, across that court, off the dribble. Nice backdoor cut, and the layup is good for Ian Torres from the far side corner. Just made that backdoor cut. Here's a pass to Free, near side wing. Hand it off to Hike, now to Leonard. We'll set the play from the end, the NC logo midcourt. Thomas dribbles to the middle, wants to give it to Free, and he does. Near side wing now to Leonard. It's a screen from Free, goes to his right, towards the middle. Now to Hilbert. To Hike, now far side. Brings it back to the middle once again. Finds the back dribble, hands it off to Free. Good defense once again by Royal Valley, up by 6. Thomas to Hilbert. Leonard on the handoff. Lob up for Free is too high. No, excuse me, for Hilbert is too high, but he holds it in somehow as the miss is corralled by Free. Kick out to Hike for 3. It is good. That makes it a one-possession game for the first time in a while. 3 minutes left to go, second quarter, 21-18. Coleman still not across half court. Now he does so. He's double-teamed right past half court. Squeezes the pass to Murata. Pulls up 15-footer open. Too strong off the heel, but in a rebound. And a rebound from Cooper Hike. The only other way, in a hurry, and he's tripped up by Murata. Falls to the ground, and that will be 1-1. Is that a team foul number 7 against Royal Valley? Team foul, or the personal foul number 2 against Trace and Murata. Chance to make this a 1-point game. He can make both of these. He will make the first. So he'll get one more try. Cooper Hike now with 7 points. All coming in this quarter. As Franks checks back in for Royal Valley. Also, Brayton Uphouse back in for Nemaw Central. Back end of the 1-1 on the way and good. 21-20 now our score. 2:45 left to go, second quarter. Bounce pass finds Coleman from Lucas Franks. But of course, almost thrown away by Hike. But last touched by him out of bounds. Couldn't quite squeeze it on the near sideline. Coleman on the inbound. Nice head fake. Pass to Ross. He's going to drive on Hilbert. He'll kick it out instead to McKenzie. Here's that corner to Coleman. Flashing in the middle is Torres. Shut up. No good over Free. Loose ball. Rebound Leonard. Leonard out that pass to Free. Gets it right back to him. Going to look to push. Up ahead, far side winged up. House and double team inside to Hilbert. The 6'6 big goes to work, but he's stripped by Coleman, and a turnover to Royal Valley. Nice between the legs dribble, Coleman, spin around, turn around, jumper, missing everything, out of bounds. The last touch by Nemaw Central. And Trace and Murata getting a brief breather. He'll check in for Franks. 2:01 to go, still 21-20, Royal Valley. Inbound. And to find someone, finds Torres on the catch. I'll kick it out to McKenzie. Going middle is Ross. I'll hand it off. Murata traveled with it. This foot slid. And now a chance for Nemaw Central to take the lead. And timeout called by head coach Chris Brown of Royal Valley. Nemaw Central looking for their first lead of the game. They trail 21-20 with 1:53 left to go in the second quarter. You're listening to your Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA.
Upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
Omaha Central looking for their first lead out of this break. It's 21-20, 1:45 left to go, second quarter. Here's Uphouse beating the Royal Valley Press. Uphouse looking inside to Hilbert, so kick it out to Leonard. They'll call the play here. Uphouse gets it back, far side wing, back to Leonard, top of the key. The near side to Cooper Hike. Too big still in the game, Hilbert and free. Now to Leonard, pass fake, dribbles, back to the middle of the court. Far side net up house. Now right back to Leonard. Moving it around the perimeter. Height goes baseline. Underneath the basket. Kicks in the corner. Up house. And now they say 3 seconds in the lane against Hilbert. Turnover right back to Royal Valley. Only 5 points in this quarter from the Panthers. Trying to change that right here. Their stellar defense has not been quite as stellar here in the second quarter. And a wide open Torres in the middle of the paint. Off the press, and Murata threw it too high. It's out of bounds. It'll go back to Omaha Central. Meanwhile, Omaha Central has scored 13 points. Outscoring Royal Valley 13-5 in the second quarter. After it was 15-8, Royal Valley at the end of the first quarter. Uphouse making a catch just across half court. He'll hand it off to Leonard. He'll set up the play with 55 seconds left. Near side wing catch for Cooper Hike. He's going to fire a three. That one's a little too strong. Rebound, Hilbert. Put back is good. From the right side, off the glass, and Abe Hilbert has eight. And Omaha Central with their first lead of the game. It's 22-21, 37 seconds left. Cross half court. Murata with the catch. Far side, nice drive. Torres kick, gets the lay-in to go on the drive from the far side corner. Pass from Hike up ahead, and transition is stolen right back by Ross. To hear the Panthers fans behind us. 15 seconds left. Fans saying to go. Meanwhile, Coach Brown telling them to slow down and take the final shot. 7 seconds. Murata. Pass to the near side wing for Coleman. Bolt fires for three. That one's no good with 2 seconds left. And put back for Murata. No good. Looks like he was still in his hand as his clock hit 0-0 anyway. And that is how the quarter comes to a close. 22-21, your score at the half in favor of Omaha Central. Nice second quarter from the Thunder. We'll break down the first half performances in just a little bit on your Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show here 92.1 KMZA.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Hi, this is Joyce Fedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
The officers and staff at United Bank and Trust would like to invite you to join us for our annual open house on Wednesday, February 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both locations. Take a break from the cold weather and stop in for a warm bowl of soup. Our friendly staff is looking forward to serving you at United Bank's Open House on Wednesday, February 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Been a good one so far here in Seneca. Our score at the break is 22-21, favor Nemaha Central. After the first quarter, Royal Valley led 15-8, but then Nemaha Central then proceeded to outscore Royal Valley 14-6. They had the number wrong there right before the break. They've outscored them 14-6. Take the lead into the break. Leading the way in scoring for the Panthers with six beasts is Trayson Murata and Preston Ross. 4 points for Daniel Coleman. 3 points for Aiden McKenzie and 2 for Ian Torres. And for Nemaha Central, it's Cooper Hike with 8 points and Abe Gilbert with 8 points. Cooper Hike got all 8 of his points for the second quarter. Meanwhile, Gavin Kane has 6 points as well. So there's only 3 scorers in today's game so far. Take a look at some of the other games going on across our area tonight. First, in the Big 7, Holton is at Riverside. We also have, let's see here, oh, there's more than Hiawatha plays Jefferson West tonight as well. Also, Pair of the Compton is at Sabetha. And for the TBL, Valley Heights is at Clifton Clyde. Also, Wetmore at Donovan West. Girls game was canceled there. Washington County is at Hanover. Onega is at Frankfort. Australia is at Blue Valley Randolph. Troy is at Axel. In the NEKL, Moore Helmet Academy is at Pleasant Ridge. ACCHS is at McLeod. We also have, let's see what else is in the NEKL. We have Jackson Heights. They are at Horton in Oskaloosa. It's at Jefferson County North. And taking a look at the sub-state standings coming into tonight's contest. First seed Marysville sub-state. Sabetha is at first, 17-0. Marysville, the 2-seed, 16-2. ACCHS, the ways back at 10-6, is the 3-seed. Concordia is the 4-seed at 9-8. Nemaha Central, they are 2 games back of Concordia at the 5-seed. They will be on the road at Concordia if the season were to end today. Trying to make up some ground and have a home game coming up next week. Riley County is the 6th seed at 4-12. Hiawatha, the 7-3-13. Minneapolis, 8th seed at 2-16. As for Perry of the Compton, that sub-state, Bishop Ward is the 1 seed at 15-2. Perry Compton themselves are the 2 seed at 14-3. Heritage Christian out of Olathe is in the 3 spot at 13-4. Moore Hillman Academy is the 4 seed at 12-4. They would host Royal Valley, who is 9-8 in the 5 seed. Jefferson West, 6 seed at 6-11. And also the 16-11 is Rossville. They are number 7. They would be at Perry Compton. And number 8 is Silver Lake at 5-12. They would be at Bishop Ward. In any Big 7 standings, Sabetha in first place. They're 2 games up on Holton, as Holton and Pair of the Compton are actually both tied at 9-2. In fourth place, that is Royal Valley. They are 6-6, 5.5 games out of first. 6 games out of first is Nemaha Central in fifth place. Jeff West is in sixth place at 3-9. Hiawatha and Riverside are tied at seventh place at 1-10. All right, we'll go ahead and step aside for a quick break. We'll come back with second half action. Here from Seneca, our score once again at the break, Nemaha Central leads Royal Valley 22-21. You're listening to your Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
FM, KMZA.
Omaha Central leading the holes against Royal Valley 22-21. Jared Sluppy back with you here on your Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA. Both these teams, as mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, have been kind of trending the wrong direction. They both entered tonight with a three-game losing streak. That was after, for Royal Valley, they had won six of their last eight, and then proceeded to lose their next three games. As for Omaha Central, they have lost five of their last six during this three-game losing streak. Only two games left in the regular season after tonight. Royal Valley will have their senior night on Friday against Hiawatha. As for Omaha Central, they go to Jefferson West on Friday. Both teams are on the road next Tuesday as the Panthers are at Silver Lake. A very tough game for Royal Valley. And Omaha Central will be at Riverside. Big girls game in that one as well. Royal Valley is 3-3 on the road this year. Omaha Central is 3-4 in this building, so trying to finish the regular season with a 500 record here at home. And this is a team in Omaha Central that has had issues with scoring throughout the season, averaging just 46 points per game. The defense is pretty solid, though. They have only give up 47.4 points per game. As for Royal Valley, they score 53 points per game, and they give up 48.4. And it's a team, they are very efficient. This is a team that shoots 45% as a team. And actually, it's probably rounded up to 46%, 45.9%. They also shoot 33% from beyond the arc. So this is a team that shoots the ball well. They just have to take care of the ball, get some good looks, and those shots will fall. There's a team that has, four very consistent scorers. Preston Ross averaging 14 a game. Dana Coleman averages almost 11 a game. Dorada averages almost 10 a game. And Torres almost averages 9 a game. So this is a team that has some scoring from those four players, but unfortunately, outside of that, not much going on. Nobody else averages more than 5 points per game. Omaha Central, they have a lot of depth as well. That's the opposite. They do have a lot of depth. They're trying to utilize that here tonight. And hold on to win at home. Here we go, back underway. Second half action. Leonard's going to go ahead and hand it off to Rottinghouse. Going to start the second half. And now start the first half. A nice dish down low. Not the glass. Bobert picks up where he left off. He has 10. Gives them their large lead of the game. Straight on the press. Fast cross is off of scores table. And out of bounds. So turnover right out of the gate. Off of press. So now a chance to make this a two-possession lead for the Thunder. Inbound to Leonard. He'll call out the play here. We get around the defender. He'll hand it off to Rottinghouse. Gets bumped. Nothing called by Murata. Hypo's catch, Hilbert kicks in the corner. Three ball for Leonard. God. Wade Leonard with the tray. That is his first bucket of the ball game. And the 5'10 senior point guard makes it 27-21. Panthers do get it across half court. Falls in the corner for McKenzie, the junior. Now to Murata for three, and that one is good. Nice response by Murata, and they call a timeout right out of the shoot. 54 seconds in to the third quarter. 27-24. 30-second timeout. Take it with them. You're a 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
7:06 remaining in the third quarter. That's right, we're just 54 seconds in. A timeout call by Chris Brown of Royal Valley after having a deficit as large as 6, but it's now 27-24 as they're able to beat Royal Valley's press. Here's Running House driving baseline, and he lost it out of bounds. Turnover right back to the Panthers. Chance to tie it right back if they can get a three in this possession, trying to beat the press once again. Both teams pressing each other. Going to get across that court, and Murata's pass deflected. So finds his man, far side wing. Now driving baseline is Torres. He's denied, and they'll go ahead and hand it out to Coleman. Murata gets to Ross. He'll drive right side. Scoop off the glass. Good. And well done. Nice touch. Ross makes it a one-point game. Leonard's pass, high arcing to the far side, up house, get it across half court to beat the Royal Valley press. High post catch for Hilbert from the free throw line. Nice cut inside. Kane gets open, a nice screen from Leonard, and he lays it in easily. And you just hear the words of encouragement from Coach Chris Brown. Murata squeezes past a double team. Ross, pull-up jumper, 15-footer. No good, too strong from Coleman, and a rebound from Leonard. Leonard up ahead to Rottinghouse off the glass, and good. That's Rottinghouse's first basket, and now a timeout from the official with Torres having to tie his shoe, which gives him a little bit of a breather to kind of reset here. 5-point deficit for the Panthers, 31-26, 5:39 left to go, third quarter. Inbound is Torres. Lob pass to Murata. Murata gets it to McKenzie. Far side and gets it to Coleman. Coleman swatted out of there by Hilbert. It'll be Low Valley basketball underneath on the far side of the basket. Low formation on the inbound. Miscommunication by Torres on the inbound from the far block. Spin move to the outside. Good over Uphouse. He lays it in. And Torres now with 4 points. The 6'2 junior forward makes it 31-28. Running house, cross half court to Gavin Kane to the far side to Braden Uphouse. Now back to Leonard, back to Kane. Near side wing to Running House. Good movement to break this Royal Valley press. 3 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Gavin Kane is stopped. Royal Valley coaches wanted to travel, not going to get it. High post catch Hilbert from the free throw line. Dangerous spot for him to make the catch. Three ball on the way for Gavin Kane on the kick out. No good. Halfway down and pops out. Rebound Preston Ross. Ross brings it up. Goes to the near side. Pass to, to Torres. He drives baseline, kicks it out. Ross with three. No good. Couldn't tie the game. Offensive rebound though. Climbing the ladder to get it was McKenzie. And what's the call here? A foul. I think they just said it was out of bounds on Nemaw Central. There's the inbound to Ross. A head fake. And it back to Murata. And right back to Ross. Defended by Hilbert. Spins to the inside. Shut up. Good. Only got a 4-foot shot, but got it about 5 feet above the rim. And he now has 10. First Panther with double-digit scoring at 31-30. Leonard gets to Kane from the NCC at midcourt. Kane dribbles all the way to the corner from the top of the key. He'll lob it up to Uphouse. Halfway through this third quarter now. Remains a one-point ball game, which is what it was at the half. Going middle, pull-up jumper, 13-footer, too strong, Rottinghouse, and Hilbert stacks it away, and the putback is no good, but Gavin Kane, another rebound, and that is good, and one, Gavin Kane, now with 10 points. Hilbert, did a good job of ripping it away from Torres, he couldn't get his putback to go, but Gavin Kane leaps high in the air to snag that one out of midair, get that one to go. Brinks gets permission to come into the game now. He'll check in for Murata. Chance to make this a two-possession game once again with this free throw here. And Kane with the make, and now a substitution. And Cooper Hike will check back in. He'll come in for Braden Uphouse. Full court press from Nemaha Central. 3:44 left to go third quarter. 34-30 in favor of the Thunder. Ross able to beat the press himself. A nice dish to Torres. He's fouled at one as Hilbert tried to play catch-up. Hit him on the arm and laid it in. Hoop and the harm. Torres now with six. That is Hilbert's second personal foul. Free throw is good. That's it for Tad. And one for and one. 34-33, now our score. Back to a one-point lead for Nemaha Central. Hike from the far side wing, looking to do something with it. He'll kick it into the corner for Kane and brings it back to the middle all the way from the corner. Gives up his dribble now. Looking for someone to get open. Playing keep away. He gives up to Wade Leonard. Now, Hike makes a catch from inside the C. Gives it to Rottinghouse. Drives baseline and is bumped. And I'll go against Torres. That'll be his third personal. And Connor Hamas, the 6'4 senior, checking back in. Here's the inbound on the box formation. It's thrown away. Leonard turned it over. Reston Ross gets credited with the steal. Chance to take the lead here for Royal Valley. High post catch, far side elbow for Daniel Coleman. Kicks it out to Ross. Three ball on the way for Aiden McKenzie. That is good. And Nemaha Central now trailing 36-34. Looking to respond with 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Rottinghouse, far side wing catch, defended by McKenzie. He dribbles to the middle. Bounce pass to Hilbert. Now the corner for Leonard. He'll bring it back to the middle again. Now to Kane. From the midcourt logo to Hike, far side wing. And timeout called by Coach Thomas of Nemaha Central. 36-34, Royal Valley leads Nemaha Central with 2:26 left to go in the third. A 30-second break here at 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
KMZA.
36-34 in favor of Royal Valley here at Nemaha Central High School. 2:23 to go, third quarter. Out of the timeout, Hike drives. He'll kick it out to Kane. They'll look to set up the play here. And Coach John Thomas with the timeout. High post catch for Colby Free back in the game. 15-footer no good from the far side elbow. Rebound hauled down by the 6'2 senior Daniel Coleman. Ross, 50 dribbling. We'll give it up to McKenzie. Now far side corner for Coleman. Right back to Ross. Gets the pass to Franks. Now back in the corner to Coleman. 1:55 to go in the quarter now. High post catch. Ross looking for something, anything. Now kick it back out to McKenzie. There's side for Franks with his first touch in the possession. Nice high post catch for Coleman, who slashed to the middle. Shut up, no good. 13-footer rebound for the Thunder. Running house up ahead to Kane from the wing. Inside, Hilbert double teamed. Shut up is no good. Just outside, the near side block, and Coleman still kind of suffering from that injury that he got back towards the end of the first quarter. He's limping towards the other side of the court. The pass deflected out of bounds by Hilbert. He'll stay with the Panthers. 1:20 to go. 36-34, Royal Valley leading at Nemaw Central. Matt Buskirk, the 5'11 sophomore in the game for the first time tonight. And also Murata back in the game as well, as the inbound does go to Buskirk. Give to Ross, now to Murata. Top of the key, defended by Kane, encouraging him to go to his left. Defending him that way, bounce pass going to his right. McKenzie. Slider on the heights for Royal Valley right now. Not so much for Omaha Central. Going left and kicking into the corner. Buskirk, 55 seconds, cross-court pass to McKenzie. Far side corner now, driving baseline. Bounce pass off of the knee of Hilbert. Outbounds will keep it with Royal Valley. Murata the inbounder. 49 seconds left in the quarter now. Find somebody to inbound it to. We'll just lob it in to Hamas, who goes to work inside, and his foul going up. He's fouled by Hilbert. That'll be his third personal foul, second on the team. Hilbert leads the team in scoring. Actually, second on the team in scoring with 10. Gavin Kane leads with 11 points. First free throw is good for Hamas. With 47 seconds left in the third quarter. A free throw here to make it a two-possession game once again. Thomas' free throw is not going to count because Thomas was on the line. So the score stays 37-34. Nemaw Central will hope to get closer or tie the game. We'll see if they hold it for one more shot or if they continue to push it here. Here's Roddinghouse. An aggressive start to the drive as Trent Thomas, excuse me, Carter Hike back in the game. High post catch to the far side. Hike. And Hike is pushed. Rather held, actually. He's on number three. That gets an applause from the Omaha Central student section. The foul occurred right in front of them. That foul was against Busker. 28 seconds left. Hike the inbounder into the corner. It's stolen away. Tried to go underneath the basket to the corner. Dangerous pass. And it was picked off by Preston Ross. 20 seconds left for the Panthers if they decide to hold it for the final shot. Defended by Kane. Now 15 seconds. Catch from Franks. Now 10 seconds. Buskirk with it. He's got 7 seconds. The far side wing for Ross. Jab step. He's got 5 seconds. To McKenzie, 3 seconds in the corner. 3-ball at the buzzer. No good off the front rim for Buskirk. And that will be the end of the third quarter. So Royal Valley retakes the lead. They're up 37-34. We'll step aside for 60 seconds here on your Game of the Week at 92.1 KMZA.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
You go to the fourth quarter, 37-34 in favor of Royal Valley. Jared, it's lovely to be back with you. Been a fun one here so far. Expect it to be a fun finish. It'll be Nemaha Central ball, and we are underway with our final frame. Leonard with it. You got a nice bit of a break towards the end of that third quarter on the bench. And a carry by Carter Hike. Freshman. Not happy with himself after making that mistake. Now Royal Valley will hope to add on to their lead right out of the gate. Nemaha Central had a 6-point lead at one point. It was 27-21. Granted, that was only for a few seconds when the Panthers responded with a three. Far side wing, nice head fake by Ross. Doesn't fake out Hike, though. Goes to the corner for McKenzie. Coleman looks on. Hoping for something to happen. Doesn't, so he gets to McKenzie in the corner and gets it right back to Coleman. So Murata now near side wing. And Ross signaling for some players to move. Ross makes the catch, fires away the three. That one's a little bit short. Rebound for Cooper Hike. Senior looking to push. Bounce pass to Leonard in the far side corner. Almost went out of bounds. Good save. So Kane, after getting a stop, get the play going here. Hike to Hike. Cooper with it, far side corner. And whistle in a foul on the floor. And is that going to be against Torres? Yes, it will. It'll be his fourth personal foul. And foul number four. 6:56 left to go in the game. 37-34. Royal Valley with the lead on the road at Nemaha Central. Here's the inbound up top. She's going to throw it to Kane near half court. Makes a catch. Back to catch. Defended by McKenzie. Carter Hike. Near side wing into the corner for Colby Free. 6'8 sophomore puts on the floor once. And the pass inside. Thrown away as Gavin Kane missed the turnover. Up ahead to Ross. From the wing to Coleman. Right back to Ross. Drives baseline after the missed three last possession. Pull-up jumper, no good. On the near side, short corner, rebound for Free. Put it on the floor, now give it up to Cooper Hike, who brings it up across that court. Hike, and that's going to be an offensive foul. He's really good at leveling defenders in the football field. He can't do that on the basketball court, though, unfortunately. As Hike picks up the second personal foul. Hike was not happy with that call. Foul occurred right at the three-point line on the far side of the court. Uphouse checks in for Carter Hike. So it's Hilbert, Free, Cooper Hike, Uphouse, and Leonard in for Nemaha Central. 6:16 to go, 37-34. Still looking for a first basket of this fourth quarter from either team. Deflected out of bounds by Cooper Hike. He wasn't really trying to deflect it out of bounds, but Ross kind of just threw it against his arm. Inbound is to Murata. Far side wing catch for Coleman. High post. Going to work is Ross. Shot up over. Hilbert is good. Nice look. Preston Ross now with 12. We have our first basket of the fourth quarter finally. 2 minutes in. Free far side wing to Uphouse. Right back to Free. Top of the key. Gives to Leonard. He'll bring it back to the middle of the court. From the NC logo. To Uphouse from the wing. Right back to Leonard. They're slowly moving the ball around against the Royal Valley 2-3 zone. Uphouse to Free in the corner. To Leonard. Once again going back towards the middle. To Cooper Hike. Back to Uphouse. Slow ball movement for Nemaha Central. Beat the zone, got to move a little bit quicker. Nice head fake for Hike from the top of the key. Gets past the defender and lays up off the glass. And timeout called by Coach Thomas of Nemaha Central. So well done, Cooper Hike. Doing it himself. Nemaha Central back within three. Go ahead and keep it here with just a 30-second timeout. Reminder that right back here on KMZA, we can move back to the Twin Valley League. It'll be Washington County and Frankfort. Frankfort girls, number 16 in the state. Going to the newest KUBCA poll. Also a reminder for these teams, coming up on Friday, Nemaha Central's at Jeff West. And Royal Valley has their senior night as they host Hiawatha. both teams on the road. Final game this season next Tuesday. Nemaha Central is at Riverside. Big time girls game there. Grove Valley is at Silver Lake. Possible first round matchup of the sub-state is Silver Lake, the 1 seed, Royal Valley, the 8 seed there. On the girls' side, that is. We're back underway, 5:17 left to go, fourth quarter, 39-36, Royal Valley. Panthers with the ball. Pullman with it, far side wing, gives it up to Murata, top the key. He looks on, defended by Uphouse very loosely as they are in a 1-3-1 zone as they're face guarding Preston Ross and Cooper Hike. Ross still gets the ball, however. Give it to the wing to Murata. Top of the key. Now far side with it is McKenzie. Near side short corner. Long two on the way. No good for Daniel Coleman. Nice rebound for Cooper Hike. Smart move by head coach Chris Brown of Royal Valley to, from Omaha Central head coach John Thomas to do that 1-3-1. Not let Preston Ross, who's on fire tonight, let him catch the ball at all. Up out head fake. Dribbles, stops at the elbow, gives it to Hike. He goes middle. Kick out to Leonard. He goes middle. Pulls up. 16-footer off the mark. Picked up in the air. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Colby Free, who picks it up about 25 feet away from the basket. Hike. Blood in the water. Drives. And it'll be a blocking foul. That's the right call. He got to the side of Thomas. To pick up his second personal foul. He found number 5. Hike saw his pass to the basket. And he said, I'm going, and I'm going now. And he bolted to the basket, but at the same time had the wherewithal to get to the side of Thomas. First free throw on the way is no good. Rattled out of there as Torres checks back in the game in for Thomas. Torres keeping out on him. He has full personal foul, so if you're Nemaha Central, you got to think if you're Abe Hilbert trying to go right at him or if you're Colby Free as well. Second free throw, that one is no good. And Hilbert snags the offensive rebound. He lays it in, ripping it away from Torres. He did that earlier in the third quarter. So Hilbert now with 12, and it's 39-38. Another timeout call, this time from Coach Brown. 4:05 left to go, fourth quarter. We approach the halfway mark of this fourth quarter. We'll step aside for 60 seconds to your 92.1 KMCA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
In a recent survey, 43% of people did not buy life insurance because they were worried about making the wrong decision. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus. We know that life insurance can be confusing, but be assured, the Knights of Columbus is an organization that earns the highest ratings from independent rating services while maintaining ethical standards. Knights of Columbus agents are Catholic advisors working with Catholic families. Come see me, Kirby Schmelzley, at 416 Main Street in Seneca.
KMZA.
39-38, Royal Valley with the lead and the ball with 4:05 left to go in the game. Inbound goes to Murata, and we're back underway. First segment catch for Preston Ross. They were face guarding in last possession in a 1-3-1. Looks like they have decided to stay with that, but like not quite nearly as aggressive. Maybe it's more of a 3-2 zone here. Ross with the ball, defended by Hike, hands it back to Coleman. Now McKenzie with it, near side wing, and yes, it is still a face guard. Working sideline to sideline is Cooper Hike. Murata gives it to Ross, now near side wing for McKenzie. It would probably closely resemble a box and one because he's not really face guarding. He's not denying a pass as the mid-range jumper is no good for Daniel Coleman. And a rebound for Braden Uphouse and Nemaha Central. Leonard gets it back to Uphouse. All right, back to Leonard, near side wing. Working against Royal Valley's zone. Free. Leonard cut in the lane. He drives. Kicks it out. Three ball. Far side corner for Hike. No good. Long rebound for Uphouse, though. From the free throw line. Kicks it out to Leonard. And they will reset their offense with 3 minutes left to go. Right on the dot. Leonard looking to go to the far side. Hike tried to cut back door. That would have been a tough pass. Long ways away. Ike makes the catch, far side wing. Wing to wing pass, to Uphouse on the near side. Now back to Leonard. Methodical movement of the ball around the perimeter for the Thunder. Free and Hilbert working the interior. Free makes the catch, near side baseline. Thing in the paint is Uphouse. Nice underhand pass to Hilbert, and he'll lay it up and in. Hilbert with 14. It is 40-39 in favor of Nemaha Central. And the Thunder have retaken the lead back. It's been back and forth. 2:15 left to go. Here's McKenzie, far side wing. Now to Murata. Murata dribbling. Gives it to McKenzie right back. Now right back to Murata. Ross trying to get some space against Hike. Here's Torres with the catch. He'll give it to Ross. Near side wing. Give right back to Coleman, top of the key. 1:50 left to go. Towards the catch, dribbles to the far side short corner, and gets it out of there. Good defense from Nemaha Central so far this possession. Murata tried to back down his man, did not give, so kicks out to Ross, top of the key. Signals for Murata clear out. He does so, checks into the corner, three ball over free. No good over the 6'8 sophomore. Rebound from the 6'6 junior, A. Hilbert. It'll be Thunder basketball with the lead. 1:27 to go. Leonard gives up his dribble, pass to the near side wing for Uphouse. Uphouse to Leonard. Right back to Uphouse. Now free from the near side wing, kind of a risky pass. Looks like he was ready for it. Hilbert hands off to free. Now Coach Thomas doesn't like what he sees, and understandably so, calls a timeout here. Leonard lead 40-39, 1:13 left to go. This will be a full 60-second timeout here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hang on, this thing goofed up on me again. We'll go 30 here.
Is it blank?
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
40-39, low scoring affair in favor of Nemaha Central with 1:13 left to go. Thunder with the ball near midcourt, out of bounds on the near side. He'll give it to Cooper Hike. He'll give it right back to Leonard. Defended by Murata. That's the near side wing to Hike. And reach in. Against Franks. Now he is first. Team foul number 6. So now free throws the rest of the way. Meanwhile, only 3 fouls committed by Nemaha Central. 1:05 now left to go. Hike lobs it up. A dangerous pass to Leonard in the backcourt. Almost goes out of bounds. But he holds it in, and now 1 minute left to go. Leonard will bring it up against Murata. Cross that court. Middle. Hits to Hike near side wing. 50 seconds left. Top of the key to Uphouse. Uphouse bumped by McKenzie and shoved, and they'll pretty intentional there, so that'll be his first. He's on number 7. And I'll send him to the line to shoot 1-1. Uphouse has not scored yet today. It would be a very great time for him to do so. Roddinghouse will check into the game for Nemaha Central and for Cooper Hike. He had 46.4 seconds left. Front of the 1-1 is no good. Rebound by Coleman of Royal Valley. Chance to take the lead here. Here's Murata. Goes to the near side, and coach confirming that he has 2 timeouts left for Royal Valley. Find the back dribble for Ross. Gives it to Murata. Into the corner near side. 3 ball on the way for the lead. No good. But an offensive rebound by Ross. Lip good. Ross almost got the steal out of the inbound, too. Ross has 14 after the 3-ball miss from McKenzie. But he has no good by Leonard as he took it all the way to the basket. Almost laid it up and in. He's fouled his arm. And 2 free throws are coming. That one goes against Torres, and his day is done. 17.3 seconds left, and he is out of this ball game, unfortunately, for the Panthers. And Coach Brown trying to figure out if he wants to call a timeout here soon. And realize he has to sub in Connor Hommes in the game. He does so now. Again, 17.3 seconds left. 41-40 Royal Valley leading here in Seneca, home of the Nemaha Central Thunder. Leonard, though, can take the lead right here if he can make both free throws. First on the way is no good. So now the best he can do is tie it. Wade Leonard, a 5'10 senior point guard on the way. That one is good, so we are tied. Leonard with 4 points, and timeout is called by John Thomas and Nemaha Central. 41-41, 17.3 seconds left. We'll take a 30-second break here on your Game of the Week, the 92.1 KMCA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
We are tied 41-41. A real fun one here in Seneca. A low-scoring duel. Two teams right in the middle of the Big Seven standings. Royal Valley at fourth at 6-6. Nemaha Central behind him by a half game at 5-6. Wade Leonard went 1-for-2 from the free throw line to tie the game. Couldn't take the lead. And the Panthers will have the ball out of the break. Panthers still have two timeouts left. They want to inbound it, bring it to midcourt, and call another timeout as Nemaha Central reasonably bringing on their press. Inbounder is Trayson Murata, 5'10 senior guard. He'll get it in to Preston Ross. To Murata, 15 seconds. Brings it to midcourt. Looks like they're going to go and call that timeout. 10 seconds. Well, maybe not. Here we go. A foul is called against Rottinghouse, so that's only going to be team foul number 4. So they have some to burn. 8 seconds left. Coach Brown is not going to call a timeout here. Inbound goes to Murata. And he's fouled. That'll be team foul number 5. Looks like pretty intentionally done by Coach Thomas's group. 6.5 seconds left. And now Chris Brown will call a full timeout here. We are tied with 6.5 seconds left. Let's go and take a 60-second break here on 92.1 KMZA.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
6.5 seconds left. We are tied 41-41. Here is Franks on the inbound for the Panthers. They're going to lob it up to Ross. It's deflected away, but to Coleman. 5 seconds left. Pulls up jumper, 15-footer. It rattles out. No good. Tip-up is no good. And we are going to overtime. 41-41. Wild finish here in Seneca. Let's do it some more. 4 more minutes back on the clock. Step aside for 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
KMZA.
All right, fellas, it's 2 and overtime here at Nemaha Central. 41-41 is our score. It was a low-scoring fourth quarter. Royal Valley only had 4 points in the entire quarter, but both of those baskets were from Preston Ross. And as for Nemaha Central, they didn't do much better. They only had 7 points in that fourth quarter. So we go to overtime, and those who have just been tuning into this station know that this is my fifth overtime this season. Unbelievable. But for Royal Valley, Ross is in the game, so is Thomas, or Torres, who fouled out of this game. Murata is in, so is McKenzie and Coleman. It'll be Rottinghouse, Leonard, Hilbert, Kane, and Cooper Hike for Nemaha Central. There's a tip, and we are underway. Nemaha Central's Ethan Hilbert with tip. Here is Carter Rottinghouse. Pass to Wade Leonard, far side. Now to Ethan Hilbert, far side corner. Hilbert, pass to Cooper Hike, top of the key. And Rottinghouse to Leonard, near side corner. Hike gets it back, far side. Thought about the three, instead holds on to it. High post catch for Gavin Kane. Back towards the basket, gets it out of there. Far side wing catch for Hike. And it's taken away momentarily, stripped away. Hilbert drives baseline, reverse layup is good. And Abe Hilbert has 16 points, leads all scorers. It's 43-41. Murata, McKenzie, far side, Coleman. Back to McKenzie, top of the key catch. Murata goes to his left, into the corner. Murata goes middle, dumps it back to Coleman. 1 minute gone in this overtime, 43-41, Nemaha Central. Pass was wide, and Murata almost lost it, but he hauls it in. One hand, crossover dribble, brings it back towards the middle, defended by Wade Leonard. High post catch, Thomas, far side corner, three ball on the way, got it! Aiden McKenzie for three in Royal Valley, back up by one. Leonard give to Rottinghouse. Kane, far side wing, into the corner for Hilbert. Pass fake is to Leonard. Now to Rottinghouse. From the midcourt logo, right back to Leonard. Steps it in, hands it off to Hilbert. Ike gives it to Leonard, near side wing. Kane makes a catch in the corner. High post catch, Hilbert goes to work in the paint. Gets past his man, fouled and won! Went into his defender, bodied him up. High off the glass, and it dropped through as got over Connor Thomas, who picks up his third foul. And for Hilbert, he now has 18 points, and that is his fourth foul. He will come to the bench, as that is going to be team foul number 9. Only 5 team fouls against Nemaha Central. Keep that in mind as well. Free throw for Hilbert is short. Offensive rebound for Cooper Height. So go to work, and he'll get an offensive foul against him. As Coleman took it, maybe it was an elbow because it wasn't him lowering his head and plowing over somebody. Hike, a 6'3 senior, he's a large individual, takes up a lot of space, a lot of muscle on that young fella. Going the other way, 45-44, Nemaha Central taking the lead in OT. Coleman gives it near side wing to Murata. Out of Franks, now far side with it. Here's McKenzie. Bounce pass to Coleman from the corner. McKenzie cutting the paint. He gets fouled and he'll get the free throws. He got tripped up by Abe Hilbert. That's going to be his fourth personal foul on team foul number. I guess the foul counter was off because now the foul counter says 7. So free throws coming up for Aiden McKenzie. Free throw good. McKenzie with all 4 overtime points for the Panthers. Knocked down the big-time 3-pointer. And this one here to take a 46-45 lead. 1:49 left to go in overtime. It is good. Timeout called, a 60-second timeout. But we'll step aside just for 30 seconds. Again, 46-45, your score, Royal Valley leading Nemaha Central. 1:49 left to go in overtime. You're on your game of the week, the 92.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
46-45 in overtime. Royal Valley getting some free throws from Aiden McKenzie. He made that three-pointer as well. So in other words, the score really in overtime is Aiden McKenzie 5, Abe Hilbert 4. Those are the only two individuals that have scored here in this overtime frame. What a fun one we've had here tonight. Low scoring, but so entertaining. So we have 1:49 left to go in this fifth period. Abe Hilbert picked up his fourth personal foul. Ian Torres is fouled out. And meanwhile, Connor Hamas has four personal fouls as well. Thunder get the ball out of the break, trying to retake their lead. Leonard, Kane, Cooper Hike, Abe Hilbert, and also in the game is Colby Free for Emaw Central. Free near side corner with a catch to Leonard, and he is fouled. Murata tried to over-pursue that pass, and he ran over Leonard, and he'll shoot two free throws, actually. That was team foul number 10. So in the game is Murata, Thomas, Kinsey, Coleman, and Ross for Royal Valley. First free throw is good for Wade Leonard. Didn't have any points since the third quarter. Has five now. He had a three-pointer in that third quarter. And a free throw in the fourth. Now a free throw in overtime. Second free throw. That one is good. He's 3-for-4 from the free throw line. And it's 47-46. Nemaw Central back in front. As Free back to the bench. Running outs checking in. Meanwhile, Franks checks in for Roy Valley in for Hamas. Panthers now with a chance with 1:37 left to go. You're in overtime. Trying to retake that lead right back. Back and forth we go. Such a fun one here in Seneca. Franks with the catch. Top of the key. Now near side to McKenzie. To Murata near side wing. Back to Franks. To Coleman. Defended by Rottinghouse. Partially deflected, but into the hands of Murata. Jump stops at the elbow. Kicks it out. Gets it right back. Murata. Pass fake. Now puts it on the floor. 1:10 now left to go in overtime. Down by one. Gets screened by Ross. Goes to his right. Now it's fast to the corner to Coleman. Now to Murata, right back. Three ball on the way by Coleman. Too strong. Loose ball on the rebound picked up by Ross. Another chance for Royal Valley. 55 seconds left to go. He'll hand it off to McKenzie. He bounce passes it to Murata. He'll drive middle. Nice dish. Coleman. Mid-range jumper is good. From 15 feet from the far side short corner. His first jumper since the first quarter. And it's 48-47 Royal Valley with 37 seconds left. Leonard hands it off to Rottinghouse. He'll to drive. Pass McKenzie. Gets bumped. Picks up his dribble. In trouble from the far rather than near side block. 25 seconds left. Gets it out of there to Leonard. He'll look to drive. In the lane. Gets past the defender. Misses the layup. Loose. And last touch by Leonard out of bounds. He got fully established himself back inbounds when he made the rebound. So timeout is now going to be called by Coach Thomas of Nemaha Central. With 20.2 seconds left, Royal Valley up by one with the ball. When we come back in 30 seconds, you're in our game of the week at 92.1 KMCA.
The officers and staff at United Bank and Trust would like to invite you to join us for our annual open house on Wednesday, February 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both locations. Take a break from the cold weather and stop in for a warm bowl of soup. Our friendly staff is looking forward to serving you at United Bank's open house on Wednesday, February 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
48-47 here in overtime. Royal Valley in front by one. It's been a fun one. Had a mid-range jumper by Daniel Coleman to take the lead. And they get the ball back after getting a stop as Wade Leonard could not make the layup. And it was out of bounds. Last touch by the Thunder. Same five in for Royal Valley and Omaha Central. 20.2 seconds left. Marotta the inbounder. Into the corner. It's thrown away by Leonard, but his foot was out of bounds. So close to making a big time play. Wade Leonard, the 5'10 senior, playing wide receiver, showing off his sticky hands there. The full second comes off, 19.2. Here's the inbound Marotta, trying to find somebody, and it's 5 seconds! And coach was wanting a timeout over here to my left, but it's too loud, and no officials were near him. And now they're going to go ahead and have Thomas check into the game with four personal fouls and Franks coming out. And they're wanting a zone out of this break here. So Omaha Central gets the ball with 19.2 seconds left, down by one. Leonard with the inbound, gets to Kane, almost went out of bounds on the far side. Kane drives. Now gives up his dribble, pass high post for Hilbert. He drives and kicks. Three ball Rottinghouse, straight away, no good. Rebound Coleman, and he's fouled. Imagine that's not the shot that they were looking for. It was heavily contested. Rottinghouse kind of waited a little bit. Not allowed for Royal Valley to get a nice closeout on that jumper. 8.6 seconds left. And free throws coming up for Daniel Coleman. He'll be shooting 1-1, actually. So Free will check in the game for Kane. And Rottinghouse will exit with Uphouse coming in. So 1-1 for Coleman. Nobody there to rebound for the Panthers. So this will still be a one-possession game, even if he makes both. Free throw's no good. Chance to win it here for Omaha Central. Hike brings it up 5 seconds and a whistle and a timeout called by Coach Thomas with 4.5 seconds left. Their final timeout of overtime. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is a fun one. We'll step aside for 30 more seconds. We'll have a conclusion here on 92.1 KMZA.
Just stay there. You can't have to come back. This thing's messing up on me, Jared.
Here again, down by one is Omaha Central with the ball. Should be interesting to see what Coach Thomas does in this timeout. What will they draw up? Who's going to get that final shot? They had Carter Rottinghouse shoot that three-pointer on the last possession, but like I said, I would imagine that was not really the shot they were hoping for. It was a terrible look. It was just well defended by Royal Valley. And I think they probably could have gotten a better look, maybe with Abe Hilbert inside, who has been so good tonight. He has 18 points, including four here in overtime. 2 points from Wade Leonard with his free throws. And Hilbert, the only Thunder player with a field goal make here in this overtime period. Meanwhile, for Royal Valley, a three-pointer from Abe McKenzie and two free throws, and then a big-time two-point basket, a mid-range jumper from Daniel Coleman. So here we go, 4.5 seconds left. And it'll be Leonard to inbound. Murata is trying to defend the inbound. Who will they try to get the ball to? Here we go. Leonard gets it to Uphouse. 3 seconds. Back to Leonard, finds a way to three for the win. No good. And that is your ball game. Royal Valley survives on the road in overtime. 48-47. And I can't imagine that was what Coach Thomas had drawn up in the huddle. But either way, Royal Valley gets a win on the road. I'll go and step aside for your post-game coverage here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Your money, your friends.
Kyle wins.
They win.
They win.
They win.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
What's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience, we know land.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of insides. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank, with branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithtimelessvalues. Equal Opportunity Lender, Member FDIC.
KMZA.
Final score in overtime, 48-47. Royal Valley wins it. Fun one here in Seneca. Let's now get to our stats from tonight's contest. First for Nemaha Central, leading the way in scoring with 18 points was Abe Hilbert. What a day he had. He had 4 points in overtime and 4 points in the fourth quarter, but unfortunately was not enough here tonight. Gavin Kane had 11, didn't have any points in the fourth quarter or overtime, but had 5 points in the third quarter, the second quarter, and 2 points for Carter Roddinghouse. As for Royal Valley, leading the way in scoring was Preston Ross, the 6'4 senior, had quite the night. He had 6 in the first quarter, 4 in the third quarter, and 4 in the fourth quarter. The Bank On, brought to you by Farmer State Bank, is going to go to Aiden McKenzie, who made 5 of the team's 7 points in overtime. He had Hilbert on their first possession of overtime, went and knocked down a 3, also knocked down 2 free throws as well, to get the lead back to seal the game. Again, 11 points for Aiden McKenzie, your player to bank on, brought to you by Farmer State Bank. 9 points for Trayson Murata as well. 7 points for Ian Torres, who fouled out of this game. 6 points for Daniel Coleman, and a free throw from final score 48-47. A fun one. It ends up in overtime. Thanks to Kurt back in the studio for making us sound great here tonight. I'm Jared Sluppy. Thanks so much for listening here this evening. You've been listening to your Game of the Week here on 92.1. Kate.